If we're contemplating, if we're using the highest intelligence we know, if we don't have sure soul contact, then that's what we got to use. But on the other hand, sometimes we reach a dead end, we go as far as we can on our own, and then if we're willing to turn everything over to our own souls and say, I've gone as far as I can, what's the highest good? What's the highest decision I can? What's the highest judgment? Where is the truth between the two extremes? And your soul knows what that is. The God within you knows where that point of truth is. And this is what 99% of the people out there do not understand and do not realize, and they will reject. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big thing in our lives. We've experienced it with each other, with other people, in groups we've tried to work in, where two people or three people will feel that they have soul contact or whatever, and they get a different answer. So one person feels like, my answer is we need to do this. And the other person says, my answer is we need to do this. And they're literally like polar opposites. You can't do both.
Okay, and this is a big problem too, is people think they're contacting the soul when they're not. What we have is layers between us and the pure soul energy. And these layers are in the astral body. In the astral body, in the astral world, there are all kinds of thought forms out there produced. Say, there's a thought form of Jesus going around that's revealing himself to people. Isn't the real Jesus, but when he reveals himself, he pretty much gives stuff that's already in the Bible, but he doesn't give the new revelations out. There's thought forms of, I've had people say they've had me appear to them. I don't know if it's a thought form or my higher self that did it. It just depends. There's thought forms on the astral level. And so when people pray, and I know a lot of people pray, like in the Mormon church, they pray for revelation, but they get different answers. And this is because they access different levels. You can only access the level that your mind is at. If your mind is not centered on the soul, you will not be able to access the soul. But your mind accesses the highest level you can go to, and for the average person, it is the astral body, and or the higher emotions. And the higher emotions feel good. They feel kind of loving and nice and pleasant. And so when you access them, they feel good, and you think you're getting a revelation from God, but you're just getting a revelation from your own desire nature. You're getting what you want to receive. Okay? One of the best criteria to measure if you got a true revelation, and my greatest revelations has been things that I didn't want to receive. I would have never dreamed it up on my own. Okay? But on the other hand, most people, when they get a revelation, it is entirely in accord with what they wanted to receive. And even the Book of Mormon says this. The Book of Mormon says that God granteth unto men according to their desires. I think it says that in Nephi somewhere. God granteth unto man according to their desires. And so if you're praying for an answer and you want a certain answer, and you have your mind locked on receiving a certain answer, God will grant unto you according to your desires. This is why people get kind of all kinds of different answers. And they seem to be sincere, and they seem to be praying or meditating and contacting something out there, yet they're getting different answers. And we get different answers everywhere. You have different channels. Getting one channel will say one thing, and another channel will say a completely opposite thing. Another writing that claims to be inspired will say one thing, and then another will disagree and say something entirely the opposite. and this is very confusing. And even some of the writings that I consider inspiring myself disagree with each other. I'm wondering, I have concluded myself that this disagreement goes into very high levels of spiritual sources. Because Paul even said, we with enemies of flesh and blood, but enemies in, he said, celestial places. We have enemies in celestial places trying to deceive us. I don't know how far this goes up, but I find it fascinating that that even the highest writings I have been able to find that vibrate very strongly with my soul, they don't agree 100%. What's going on here? Why is that? And I have concluded that there are very high entities up there that send revelation down to earth that do not agree 100% with each other about what life is all about and what should be done about life and the meaning of life and different things like this. So it's very interesting. Yeah, Joshua.
I wanted to also respond to that thought, I guess. In addition to what JJ said, there's also the possibility that the people involved have different directions that their souls are trying to go in. So it might be you're not even supposed to work together. You know, they're supposed to be doing this and you're supposed to be doing that. And I think the only way you get clear on that is if your soul tells you, and it's a clear receiving, that you are supposed to work with this person, you know. And then there's some miscommunication there if it's not working out.
I don't see this as a big...
Now that's a good point, except there's also universal things that they disagree on. Like, for instance, the Course in Miracles tells us that the whole creation of our universe was a big mistake. And other teachings tell us, no, it wasn't a big mistake at all. It's part of a design so that we can come down here and grow. So that's one of the big dichotomies of the various teachers that are fairly inspired on both sides. And they teach us that opposite things, some of them. And so it takes a lot of judgment on the part of the disciple to sort out the truth from error. And that's a big one. If one group of initiates or of higher lives is teaching that the creation of our whole universe is a big mistake, and another one saying, no, it wasn't a big mistake, it was a good thing so that we can come down here and experience. That's a big, tremendous dichotomy between some of the teachings that are revealed with intelligence beyond regular humanity. Yeah.
So DK talks about ideas that originate on maybe higher mental planes, and very few people are clear enough to be able to tap into those and interpret them clearly. And it really takes something to bring that idea down to where it's perceptible with most of our minds, and by the time it gets to that level, it's distorted. So yeah. Most of us aren't clear enough to be able to receive that. It's just not coming through. Doesn't mean anything's bad, it's just like that's where we are. And again, I think what you said on the astral level, it's going to get very distorted. But DK talks about, you know, the idea, it condenses, mental plane, astral plane becomes the ideal, and then after enough people think about it, it becomes the idol. And how many belief systems turn into idols?
Yeah. So the best thing for each of us to do is to go with what our soul says. Our soul sees from a much higher angle of vision than we do. So when we reach a point where a judgment is required, we want to go beyond our ability to make judgments on our own. We try to turn that over to our soul. And we can ask God, or ask our soul, or a soul or angel, or meditate, however you want to communicate to the higher realms. What do I do? what is the judgment to be made? And then go with it. No matter what anybody says, go with that. You may say that, and you may be in a group, and maybe two-thirds of the group disagree with you. Ignore them. Go with what your soul tells you. Because your soul is capable of judging the middle way much more than you are yourself.
I think one of the big questions a lot of us have wrestled with over the last 20 years is, how do you know you're having soul contact? Mm-hmm. And so I think this is where journaling comes in, or where, you know, paying attention to the results of what you think soul contact is comes into play. And one of the things that I noticed with a lot of people that thought they were having soul contact is what they were giving tickled their ego in some way. It made them more special or something beyond what the other people around them were. And it went to their head, so to speak. So to me, that says it's on the astral plane. It's not on the soul plane. And so you just have to kind of keep track of what you think your soul contact is, and kind of see what the result of that is, and see if you can discern if it's coming from your astral or your mental or from your soul. And one of the things that I noticed, interestingly enough, is soul contact has a sense of humor. That if things come through with a bit of sense of humor sometimes, that is kind of an indication to me that that is soul contact.
Yeah, well, Curtis once told me only the truth is funny, and I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, I do too. So, you know, I think that's what you have to do, is keep track of things that are close to soul contact.
Right. The trouble is that none of us like to think we're below anybody else. And so if somebody else talks about soul contact or contacting God, they think, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And so what they will do is maybe their highest contact is their higher emotional body. Now, like we talked about earlier, the emotional body is like a mirror. It distorts everything. So what you see through the emotional body is not accurate. It's never accurate. You will not find the middle way through the emotional body. Yet, if you haven't made soul contact yet, the highest you will receive is a higher emotional energies, and they feel good, and people will think that is God or the Spirit. And so they will go by that. One of the ways to tell is, like Sue said, is does this enhance the ego? Does this make the person feel like he's special because he's got this special information, and he's the appointed servant of God or whatever? That's a clue right there that the guy is receiving from the emotional energies. The person that receives the true spiritual soul contact is not interested in the praise of men or women, so to speak. He's interested in serving humanity. And this is the difference. This is one of the ways you can tell. If you're not sure yourself, look and see, is that person seem to be for his own glory, or is he for the glory of God and not for his own self?